I get involved listening to you and forget to turn this on. Would you say that again?
My interest in family history began somewhere between the second and fourth grade, because my grandfather lived with us the last several years that he lived, and I was in the sixth grade when he died. And it was several years before he died that he told me a lot of this stuff that I put down.
So you must have been...
I'd say eight to ten years old.
And it really struck your fancy.
About it. And after we married and our son was born, I started fixing a little booklet for him. And Robert came in one afternoon and I started asking him questions. Of course, I knew his mother and father's name, but that was all I knew about his family. And I started asking him questions, and he says, "I don't know, what are you talking about? Where did you find all that stuff?" When he saw what I had, and from that, we got started. And our son will be 17 in August, so we haven't stopped, you might say, in the last 17 years in searching.
We have made trips out all over the West, all over the East. You know, we run into one lady in Texas, she related to me on the side. And this Beverly of the Enema Company, he is a licensed genealogist, and he has traced a back, plumb back to about 1400. See, he has the time and the money, and he's of our same lineage. And so he gave it to Ms. and Ms. gave it to me, and so I have my line. Ms. Barrett's grandfather and my great grandfather were brothers. Come in here from Virginia and settled here. And two boys picked up from here, and one went to Oklahoma and one went to Texas. And one went to Texas, settled on four sections of land out there, which is around 2,500 acres. Well, he fought in the Civil War for the South, and as the Civil War there, he died. The family there kept his land there till 1915. And they put it up and sold it for the taxes. In 1921, it was one of the biggest oil striking taxes that was made on that 2,500 acres. So
that's how he has time and money to do it.
She did not have to want for anything. But anyway, getting back to this story of this gold, I had a... My granddaddy, as I said, was born in Mississippi, and his aunt raised him here at Barber. She lived down around the depot. And the Yankees came in there and camped. And my grandfather was just a small kid, and he was out there playing with a little string ball, and it rolled out in the weeds, and he found a bag of gold money. Well, he didn't know what it was, and so he carried it and gave it to Aunt Polly. And Aunt Polly there, granddaddy said to her, she went in a room and locked herself in there and stayed in there half a day counting the money. And she didn't put it in the banks like we do now, but she hid it around in different things. And so in Aunt Polly's will, she specified definitely that her household furniture not be sold, but be put up and divided amongst her heirs equally. And so they did not heed Aunt Polly's warning, and they put it up and sold it at auction. And my grandmother bought two old shuck mattresses, one for 7 cents and one for 5 cents. And they used those mattresses for several years. And finally a hole came in the end or the side of one of them, and in turning it over one day, I fell a bag of gold money. And it was around $125 to $130 in gold money. And so that is the same money that my two aunts up at Jackson have right now.